You're attending an education summit, as it were, this week, Senator?
Well, one thing that we try to do in the legislature during the interim is explore long-term issues and actually go to meetings to learn. And so this week I'm in Washington, D.C. for the Education Commission of the State's annual meeting. Last year it was held in St. Louis. And so we had a big turnout there. There's probably 400 to 500 people here in Washington, D.C. this week.
Chance to find out what other states are doing in terms of education and what's on the horizon?
Absolutely. The beauty of national meetings like this is you get to visit with other folks in other states to see what they're doing, what they're maybe not doing. And this is kind of an interesting group. It was established in 1965. Education Commission on the States is actually in state statute. It does involve governors from many of the states. In fact, every year it's chaired by a governor. Then there's also the legislature. Our education staffs that we work with so closely are invited, as well as commissioners of education. Then there's one state teacher of the year from every state is here, and so they had a chance to meet our Missouri state teacher of the year as well. Missouri was represented by several delegates. One is an attorney from St. Louis named Patrick Goodell, Joel Jennings, who's an assistant professor at St. Louis University. I represent the state senate. Most of the states sent their state teacher of the year, and this year's 2014 state teacher of the year is Jamie Manker. And Jamie, she is a teacher at Rockwood Summit High School in Fenton. Jamie, as well as all of her other counterparts, get together. They have special workshops for them, and it's just really fascinating to visit with them. I think part of the beauty of this organization, it has a teacher of the year, it has legislators, it has our staff, governor's staff, and so we're really able to interact because we all have to work together when it comes to making decisions and shaping educational policy.
How is Missouri stacking up in terms of the way education is handled? How does Missouri stack up with other states?
I think Missouri fits in very nicely with what's going on in the nation. I think that in many cases we're seen as a leader and certainly involved. Again, the national convention was in St. Louis last year, and that was good. We did have a workshop on state academic standards, and one thing that was talked about, some of the things that happened in the legislature, not only in Missouri but across the country this past year dealing with Common Core. 45 states had adopted some form of Common Core. There were 6 states that decided to exit the Common Core. Missouri right now is kind of in the middle right now. You know, we did pass legislation that dealt with Common Core, and that was House Bill 1490. And basically what that says is that lawmakers have said that we're going to take a lead from the Common Core for a year. It would repeal some of the state standards and then develop a whole new committee to take a look at that. And some parts of Common Core could be kept and some parts might need to be redone. And so Missouri is probably one of 2 states. The other one is North Carolina that's somewhat going to take a look at that and then not have high-stakes testing on state standards for at least another year.
In terms of the legislation you talk about and where we're heading with Common Core, what's the future? What does that hold for Missouri as well?
Well, the legislative session that ended on May 16th, we did pass House Bill 1490, which I thought was a pretty good compromise between those that were opposed to Common Core, those that wanted to implement some form of state standards. And so that bill passed rather overwhelmingly in both the House and Senate. Right now, it's up to Governor Nixon to determine what he will do, whether he will sign it, veto it, or choose not to sign it, and it'll just become law without his signature. So we're kind of waiting to see what will happen. I believe the deadline on that is July 14th, so we'll have a decision on that fairly soon.
The commission, this D.C. meeting, is this a group that is going to release some sort of study or report, or is this more of a think tank, as it were?
Well, the Education Commission of the State basically does research on issues that we think are important. Obviously, Common Core and the concept of state academic standards has been very pivotal, very important the last year or so. And some other things that we've talked about, some mastery-based, competency-based education. Online education has been a very important thing. Another thing that we have studied is school accountability. You know, there are some states that have HRF grading scales for buildings or for school districts. Some states do, some states don't, having a discussion like that. I also had a chance to participate in discussion on transfer of credits between community colleges and 4 years, and then also how to involve the military. Those folks that transfer quite a bit and move around, more of a transit community, how to engage them and do things to help them out.